This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
G'day, this is NTNN, where the news is real but the stories are made up. I'm Moshe Ginsberg, joined by Hayden Wright and Claire Kavanagh. Our improv director, like the team leader, the head of the news team, who the first person I called when I said, hey man,
yeah,
I got this idea for a show, what do you reckon? Be great, you help me coordinate a cast, yeah, brilliant. How many podcasts have you been on?
I reckon I could count them on no hands.
I'd say you are right. Welcome for the first time.
Thank you so much.
Too fucking famous and too special, too internationally travelling to be here.
Absolutely. And that's what I've learned from the best, Osha, from you, is to be in demand, be hard to contact, be hard to get onto.
At all times.
So
you're negging me.
If you have to ask.
Yeah, if you've read Neil Strauss's The Game, I'm sorry for you, but... Now I just want to impress you. Oh, come on, please. Can I be funny?
Is that a joke?
You've been on adventures.
I have been. I've been to Rwanda and Tanzania.
I've heard of both of these
places.
Yes,
absolutely. Me too. Before I had gone, I had also heard of them. And now I've been there. I actually crashed my sister and brother-in-law's honeymoon.
Yes.
Because
if there's nothing that makes a honeymoon more romantic, it's... when your sister shows up.
But the good thing is I know that my brother-in-law Peter is one to keep, because he said, thank you so much for letting me come on this holiday with you and your sister Claire. Because my sister Gemma planned a fantastic trip for me and her, and Peter was there too. So it was great.
But they just happened to get married beforehand.
They happened to get married beforehand, you know. They've got a lifetime together.
Hayden, how have you been? It's been a little while since you've been here in the dungeon.
It has been a little while. Last time with Jen, it's been a fantastic time. I'm in preparation for heading to Melbourne with the show and all the you lovely people. I'm so delighted. I'll be there for the Easter weekend.
My birthday weekend. Yeah. And I haven't realised, my birthday weekend, my birthday is a public holiday.
Wow.
And for the party, whoever wants to, if you go that hard out, Saturday, Sunday and Monday, you've got off.
That's pretty good.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
I'm happy to help.
I didn't know you were so close to Albo to be able to organise that for yourself.
It happened when I was 17 as well.
Wow.
That was, we needed that Monday in grade 12.
The circle closes. Yeah, that's right. Well, I'm so excited. It's going to be a blast. I'm excited for the show. I'm excited for special guests. I'm really excited just to be in Melbourne for the comedy festival.
Yeah.
So I'm stoked. I'm ready for news.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to put a secret thing in the show notes because we've got one of the deals we're doing is there's a 50% off ticket code.
Yeah.
And I will put that ticket code in the show notes.
Okay, so you got to read the notes.
Yeah. You pick up your phone, you push a button, you click a link, you buy a ticket, you put it's a piece of cake, you save half off.
Wow.
All right, because I'm a generous person.
Wow.
I've always said that.
Desperate such to a fill
seats. That means you could bring someone, you could bring a date and you're only paying for one ticket and you'll look like a really good guy, you know, as a proud lesbian woman. Do you have to say lesbian? I can tell you, you know, a lot of people say, you know, in queer dating, how does it work? Just, you know, because there's no man to pay for it. But this is actually exactly what happens. You know, because people say, how does queer sex work? What? And so it's like if you pay for the date, then they screw you.
Yes.
I regretted the moment I said that. I thought it was going to be a good bit. And I really hope my parents listen to this one.
Same.
I have seen you say things on stage your mother that is way worse.
Yeah.
And she laughed really hard.
Yeah, she would. Anyway.
It's been a big week in news.
Yes.
I think because, you know, you've graced us with your presence, Claire, which we're grateful for.
Thank you.
What was the news story that made you go, oh, my God.
Yeah, okay.
Stop everything.
Osha, thank you so much for asking. And I think it's pretty fortuitous that I am here today because this is, I think, probably the biggest news story all year,
yep.
I'm going to say it, you know, and that is, it's happening it's actually, I think both of you love this, I think we could call it a city, in far north Queensland, Townsville, because something massive is happening there. They're not just famous, to quote their mayor, for crime and bad things. Pink is finally coming to Townsville this weekend. Huge. I know. Pink is coming, not just like because she loves Townsville. I mean, I'm sure she will soon, but because there is a group called Bring Pink to Townsville, who've been campaigning for over a decade.
Wow.
To bring her here. And she's coming and she's doing two sold out concerts.
At the stadium?
At the stadium.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And someone has even like painted a mural because they were like, I'll do it for free on like the side of a heritage building. And it's like, it's beautiful. You should look it up. It's like this gorgeous thing that says pink. It's crazy. People are coming from South Africa, apparently.
Yeah. I love this story. I grew up in Mackay, so way up there.
Yeah.
For 12 years, this group has campaigned,
yep.
And I got to read a little segment on it. This has popped up in my own personal Facebook experience as well. And there's a little quote of a woman who, when she found out Pink was coming, she pulled over her car and broke down crying because she was like, it's finally happening.
I love
it's finally happening. I love it.
And I know we're taking the piss from Townsville, but I actually love how much Australia loves Pink. Like, I don't think there is another country that she tours as much. She, like, had, like, so many sold-out concerts. I only found out about this week, and I actually am devastated because I feel like it would be because I saw Taylor Swift earlier this year, you guys.
She saw me. She looked in the crowd right at
she
your
saw
general
me all the
seating
way at the
section.
Top. Yeah, she said, thank you for coming. no, she didn't. I think she said, I love you. But I feel like it's the same thing. It's like that was such a, like, everyone was so excited and so happy. And I feel like that's what Townsville, like, I love that. Like, oh, that's right. A cafe has been making all their drinks pink.
Yeah.
Like, I just feel like it would be such a fun vibe of, like, everybody's just, like, happy about it. Pop star, that's so nice.
As you mentioned local politics before, I wonder what the Townsville mayor, how he's going to somehow angle this that, he's the one that might have.
Yeah.
Like, I reckon that'd be, like, there's going to be people trying to piggyback on the back of this.
Oh.
There's going to be a key to the city.
Absolutely.
I'm telling you, there's going to be a key to the city.
Okay, council members. Hi, it is me, Mayor Mark Williams.
Mark, I went to high school with
mercy,
you, mate.
Mark Williams, wow.
That's
amazing. That's you've really come off. Good for you, Mark.
Yeah. Look, I just wanted to, not patting anyone specific on the back, but I just want to say I've invited a close personal friend of mine to Townsville. Pink. Pink is coming to Townsville.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
How did you – sorry, Mark, because as we went to high school together and now work together, much to my utter delight.
Because you used to date, which I think is kind of funny.
We don't need to listen.
This is a professional setting, yeah. Please, Stanley.
It was previous when we joined the council.
It's fine. Me and Mark used to date as well. It's okay.
Okay. This is going in Hansard. Okay. So we don't need my dating history in Hansard. The point is.
We have a Hansard for the Townsville City Council?
This is an important.
We got a lot of money for digital technology.
Yeah, okay. And it's very important. But I actually just wanted to address this, Mark.
Oh, yes.
Because you never actually, when I knew you in high school, the only CD you owned was the Backstreet Boys. So how would you ever be able to – how did you get Pink?
To be clear, I didn't own the Backstreet Boys. I borrowed it and refused to return it. Listen, it's not
– So you stole the Backstreet Boys is what you're saying.
I didn't steal the Backstreet – I borrowed it and then I just I like a library book, I just extended my reservation.
I was wondering where that went.
Yeah.
I never got to put it on my shelf again and say, hey, everybody, Backstreet.
You're right. I've been such a fool. Look, listen, I think that me bringing Pink to Townsville and me alone, it is not a team of Reddit, Instagram-inspired sleuths online who's helped me find the
Michael
details
Chug,
for Pink.
Entertainment, like the promoter had nothing to do with it?
No, no. Me and Mike do go way back. We actually also dated in high school. But Michael's had nothing to do with this as well.
Okay.
I have brought Pink on my own back.
How did you get her number?
From a mutual friend of ours.
A mutual – you have a mutual friend with Pink.
Who's
your mutual friend with Pink?
I'll be honest, it's a mum's group.
A mum's group?
A mum's group.
Is that Townsville Mothers for the Return of Pink or Timofripa?
It is Timofripa.
Wow.
I will be honest, we have been working as a community contingent, but a lot of the work has been done with me.
It wasn't a lone thing is what you're saying.
No, it was definitely a lone thing for me to text Pink with the details that they provided.
Okay. And sorry, I'm just so curious because you've never organised anything in this town. We've tried to get a community Christmas tree for the last 15 years and you've always said, yeah, there's too many.
It's a cardboard cutout of Jonathan Thurston holding a torch. You're like, look, it's the angel right there. We don't need a tree. He's our saviour.
But my point is that you won't do anything. Like you can't, you know, we've tried to organise just a council cleanup for all the white goods we've got everywhere and it's too hard. How did you organise an international pop star to fly all the way to Townsville, bring her into – she has a trapeze set, Mark.
She has a trapeze set. She will be up on the spider cam for the Cowboys.
How did you get the North Queensland Cowboys to say have our stadium for a weekend during the season?
Yeah.
We're all mates, okay? A lot of us dated in high school. Have you seen what's gone on at other Pink concerts? A child was nearly born at a Pink concert recently.
Mm, I think that is a real concern for me as well. So I know that we've got a lot of women who are pregnant in Townsville and they might turn up to the concert.
Because if there's one thing that Pink's music is known for, it's inducing labour.
Mm.
Absolutely. Three of my four children were born to So What?
It is the best song.
It is.
I, as mayor again, am afraid that if this goes ahead, the reason we've not had Pink for 12 years is because we already have one water park on the Strand. And if this goes ahead, we might possibly have two.
Because of all the water
breaking.
We
do not currently have enough infrastructure to handle that amount of water one location.
Fucking
what a journey.
A water park. A water park from the waters breaking. It's different.
Disgusting.
Disgusting. Awful.
Mm-hmm.
This is news this week that really blew my mind. Private Schools Australia are fighting the government because, no, we want the right to hire based upon our beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
And the government's kind of like going, we might need to look into that because there's been a fair amount of investigations over the last couple of years about this kind of thing.
Mm.
And I went to one of these schools.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I went to one of these schools and I remember these kind of newsletters coming home. They were hand-typed back then.
Mm.
But, yeah, it was during the debate. It was when homosexuality was still illegal in Queensland.
Yeah, right.
You know? They were typing these letters about, we, of course, you know, oppose. And what's true then is true now. It's like, well, hang on a second. The I love everybody, walk with the lepers, you know, you are created in the image thing, applies until it is inconvenient.
Yeah.
And that just blows my mind because they want to base their hiring practices upon their beliefs, but they really pick and choose those beliefs. The whole idea that you can take like pretty, like I said, you're a church, so you're tax-free. And you're private school, so not only do you take massive fees, you also mm-hmm. take a pretty decent tax break.
And also get a huge amount of public government funding.
Mm. Like, we wouldn't allow any other tax dollar to be spent on something that is unlawful.
Mm. Yeah.
Would we?
No.
Like, this is against the law for everyone except those people, and we give the money for it.
Yeah.
I don't get that part. Like, that's the thing I can't get my head around it, mm-hmm. that your pretend sky friend is telling you.
So, everybody, I'm so thrilled we're here at Book Club. And I know that we all agreed that we're going to read a really important book.
I've been reading essentially pamphlets, you know, like these tiny little, they're 200, 300 pages. I get through them on the weekend. John Grisham, big whoop. You know, sure, he saved us from a loose nuke. Great. But I'm done with it by Saturday afternoon. I want something that I can really sink my teeth into. Mm-hmm. Oh,
great. I've got good news.
What?
I've been reading a book that I have simply loved.
Okay.
And you might get into it. Small chapters.
Yeah. Ooh.
It's called The Bible.
Huh.
I read it online. I checked the Amazon reviews. It said it's the good book. The good book.
Oh, wait. Can I just have a look?
That is good news.
I need to who's the author of that one?
There's a bunch of guys.
They
a bunch
know.
Of guys had it. Well, not technically. I mean, you know, Mark, Luke, Jacob, John.
Someone called Leviticus.
Yeah, this one says that the first part there actually, there's a lot of debate as to if it was written by someone or if it was just someone called
I think King James sorted all that out.
No.
I thought, it does seem a little bit patchy. Sorry, a little bit patchy in places.
Oh, but there's not a continuous.
Well, it's a sort of like, you know that book we read the other day that was sort of like a bunch of different characters all having a perspective?
Yes.
And then at the end it all kind of ties together?
Yes, the slap. We loved
we
that.
Loved
we
it.
Loved the slap.
Didn't
is
we
it
love
like
the
slap? Slap?
It's like
the American
the slap.
Version was not as good.
No.
I was gonna say
we're
right
talking
now.
About the book, not the TV series.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
Sorry,
I
Janice.
I always read
really,
the books.
You don't.
I don't watch the film and
you
then
go
pretend.
Straight to the film.
How fucking dare you? How dare you? You know I don't have time.
Okay, anyway, back to, so it's, there's lots of characters.
There's lots of characters.
Okay, fantastic.
But it's based on one guy and it's sort of like a family drama. So like the dad is there and then
how does the dad show love to the main characters?
It's sort of like very full on, yeah. I won't lie.
Well, part one and part two are different because part one, from what I've read on, you know.
Oh, you've read, books, it's so good.
I haven't
good.
Read the book. I've read, you know, well. I've read the first part as a child.
She watched the movie. She also watches the movie.
The second part wasn't really, I didn't know it was a part, actually, as a child. It was only the first part.
Really?
That was the end, yeah. The fifth one, that was kind of it.
You have to. You've got to check it. I mean, the sequel, it is a bit, you know, they did pump the budget up a little bit.
Okay.
It's a lot more scary, a lot more horror stuff right
Romans,
in there.
Way more Romans.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, yeah. It's swords and sandals. You know,
yeah,
swords and sandals.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's but like in terms of kind of like it's a familiar relationship. Mm-hmm. There's a baby. Oh, sorry, I won't spoil who's the dad.
Yeah.
But it's
but
so
that doesn't
much
come
fun.
Till halfway through.
No. That's the thing.
That's
it's
the
like,
thing. I didn't get to the baby part. Mine ended before the baby.
You've got to get to the baby part.
So maybe I need to get to the second part.
It's the best.
Oh, mate, in the second part because okay, fine. I watched the movie of both. All right.
Oh,
I've turned up to book club and I don't want to appear dumb, so I watch both. Version. So the first part starred Charlton Heston.
Yep.
Big special effects, a lot of oceans moving around. Second part, amazing. It's about a boy who gets everything he always wants for Christmas because he just asks his dad, which is also him. It's awesome.
Oh,
and
it's
the second part,
Inception.
You get to eat bacon, you get to eat prawns. You don't get to keep too many slaves like you did in the first part. The first part's all about slaves. If you don't like, you can sell your daughters in the first part. Can't do that so much.
Okay. Yeah, they revise the rules a fair bit. It's
like, you know, the world, sort of like the rules of the fantasy world change?
Yeah, it is. It's very kind of like, you know when you read an author's first book and then they go back into the second book and they try and clarify a bunch of stuff?
That's what
it's
happens.
It's very much like that. Oh, so if you have just read the first one, I would say, you know, have your mind open a little bit when you go and approach the second one.
A little less smiting.
So I really liked the smite.
It's not quite, the fight scenes aren't quite as good as Game of Thrones. You know when the, like, it's not so many, like, just thousands of people being smitten.
Okay.
Mm.
And, like, proper, like, with brimstone and fire and death. And the angel of death doesn't show up quite as often.
Yeah.
Okay.
So in that way, it's actually better than the slap.
Yeah. Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely.
But tell me, is there an entire chapter just dedicated to counting people? Because I loved that part of the first one. You know, it's just they literally, they name who is part of what family and what clan, and then they just keep going. You know, it was just really, for my brain, I really enjoyed just knowing who everyone was. Because, you know, you get confused. Remember we read that Russian book the other week, and it was like, they all sound the same, you know? Yeah. I enjoy when I just...
Nobody begets anyone in this one.
Oh, there's no begetting.
No begetting. No beginning. But there are loaves.
I do love
and
the
fishes.
Okay.
There's some great special effects.
Okay.
There's some water walking.
Is there parting of a sea?
No. He walks on the water than this one.
Oh, rather than parting it.
Yeah.
Same guy, different guy?
A different guy.
Well, different guy, but same guy.
Yeah. You have to like flick to the back. You know how like in Lord of the Rings, they have this sort of like, this is the world and these are the characters and then you can dive into the story.
Yes.
It's sort of a bit like that because you've got to wrap your head around so many different things.
Okay.
But the Christmas bit is my favorite.
It's pretty
I know I'm a sucker for those just hokey Hallmark films, but I got to say, it's a little treat for me.
Okay.
It's pretty good. The ending's a bit.
Oh, we didn't love the ending.
Spoiler alerts. Spoiler alerts.
We won.
I won't spoil. Well, how can I put this to you? It's got a pretty happy ending. Because just when you think, it's all over. They can't end it like this. Just wait a couple of days, mate.
Yeah.
Just wait a couple of days.
Yeah.
And then.
Okay.
No, you'll spoil it.
Oh, it's such a good.
What a twist. Such a twisty.
All right. Put it on the list. I'll give it a go.
You're going to be surprised.
All right.
You're going to be surprised at how much you're going to. I tell you what you're going to really love. You're going to really love this weekend because the reason we've got a public holiday this whole weekend.
Oh, yeah, it's in the book.
It's because of this book. It's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, it's also there was nothing in the book about not being able to buy a beer
on
the day, but for some reason we can't buy a beer on the day. So I looked really hard for that.
Yeah, I think there might be like a third one coming. I think the author maybe didn't finish it. I'm not sure, yeah. So, I mean, you know, all of those series.
There is a third one. It's in Utah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a bloke called Joseph Smith wrote that one.
Right.
Yeah, he found it in a hat.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That feels a bit like, you know, by the time they get to the third book, it's gone a little off the rails. It's a bit too far, you know?
You'd think that.
No, but it's really good.
Mate,
okay.
Millions of people wouldn't.
All right. Okay. All right. Fine. Put it on the list. That's what we're reading this week.
You have to read it. Okay.
Done.
What are we going to read next week? I've heard great things about Sarah J. Maas.
Great.
I'm making the right reference.
No, the school.
Who's Sarah J. Maas?
Is it like, is it ACOTAR, like fantasy romance? Like,
I don't know, man, but I loved it.
Great.
Yeah. I went to the school, the primary school I went to, the religious primary school I went to had that book club. My mum worked in the 80s. Not many other mums worked. And not only that, my mum was older than everybody else's mum. It was Brisbane, so everybody else's mum had their children when they were 18. So my mates, when I was 9 and 10, were like 28, 29. It was that Stacey's mum has got, it was that. They were like, and my mum's like mid-40s. And so she's working hard for the money, so hard for it, honey. And she'd come to pick me up and all the other ladies are like hot, smoking Alpines, you know, talking about books. Talking about books in front of the Holden Commodores in Kenmore. That was very real, what we just talked about.
like a trip through time.
So, Hayden, in a minute, you got a story about, it's another story about schools.
Another story about schools.
Is it a story about vaping?
No.
Is it a story about underage sex?
It's not.
Is it a story about phones in schools?
It's not. It is about spears, the weapons.
Oh.
And the threats of violence to principals.
Back in a moment.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is NTNNNNN with Claire Kavanagh and Hayden Wright, pod boy.
Huge pod boy.
Pod boy, right. We are at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival from the 28th of March. 50% off offer code is in the show notes. Get amongst it. One final story from you, Haydo. We're talking about schools.
We're talking about schools. Now, since 2011, there's been research done about the amount of violence that is happening in schools. And would you be surprised? It has steadily increased since that time. And principals this year, as part of the most recent research, have upwards of like 48, 50% of increase of threats of violence and physical violence to themselves, teachers and support
staff.
Who's
making the threats?
The students are. There are like angry teens becoming more and more angry. And the reason I love this story is that I thought we were in this sort of new wave of parenting, this sort of like gentle parenting, like, hey, you know, we're going to put that down. This is a boundary that we've set. And it turns out there is more violence in schools than there have been in the last, since 2011.
Holy moly.
Yeah. Principals have had knives pulled on them. There are spears in the schools. And one of the things that this is my favorite part of the story is like if you go five paragraphs down, one of the principals says one of the other things that is increasing stress in this world of sort of highly violent students is helicopter parents emailing and texting at like 7:30, 8:30, 9:30 p.m. at night, and then being on the phone first thing the next morning to be like, why haven't you done anything about this message you received last night? So principals are just being pulled real taut. And it's why I'm sure that email that you shared earlier of like, they see a thing in the news to be like, oh, this, now I got to get on top of this. It's a high stress situation. And now with the increase of violence as well, it's also, they're on the front lines. Principals across Australia are stressed.
Fucking hell. Did you ever have violence in your school, Claire?
So I went to a public school, but it was an all-girls selective school. So there was no violence. I think the worst thing that ever sort of happened was that girls cried because they got under 90 on their, like, English exam and, like, would just be crying to the teacher about that. There was no physical violence at all. So, yeah, I can't – this kind of thing, I'm like, what? There's violence in schools? None of that.
Far out. How about you, Haddo? Like up in Mackay.
Yeah. Oh, it was rough ass. I remember.
And you were the worst of it. Yeah. You were the bloody ringleader, weren't you?
Pod boy, right, front of the pack.
School, and I'm thinking early 2000s. What was high school? What were we talking?
High school, I mean, we had kids on a regular basis. I think there were like fights that happened outside of the school fence. So it was made very clear to us that if you were to have a disagreement with anyone, you were not to have it in school grounds. And so because the school grounds was essentially like, this is our turf, outside is your turf. But right across the road from us, there was like a huge, essentially like patch of grass that every year we'd use for like school sports and things like that. And one of my favorite memories is that as the plovers were starting to sort of like nest, all of the grass would grow really tall because none of the people mowing wanted to go and like be swooped. And so there's tall grass, plovers around, and two kids in their school uniforms like ripping each other's backpacks and swinging each other around. I don't think they landed a single punch, but it was just like this beautiful ballet of schoolboy violence, just like whipping them in a circle. It was like watching the end of, what's that movie where all of the rose petals, oh, cancelled actually, never mind.
Don't think about it. American Beauty.
American Beauty.
Terrible people make great art. He didn't write the film, he was just in it.
That's very true. And I tell you what, it was terrible art, what I saw across the road from my public school.
Oh, so it was like the it was like the plastic bag in American Beauty.
So captivating. Right. felt like it was slow motion. It was,
but unlike American Beauty, nobody filming because at a time before camera phones.
Yeah.
Hey, you might have had a Motorola Razr Flip.
Oh, barely.
I had one of those. Didn't work well, but you could try. And if you accidentally went onto the internet, you had no credit for the rest of the month. Yeah.
That's why violence is increasing.
Because people can film. Well, so that you just saying that reminded me the other week in my part-time jobs, I work with kids, and I was talking to this, I reckon she was like 13-year-old, and she was like texting me with a friend, and we were like, oh, what's going on? She was like, oh, there's a fight happening at school and I'm missing it. And we were like, oh, no. And she was like, yeah, and she was explaining it all, and it turns out that these boys were fighting over her, over who she only wanted to give her snap to one of them, and they all wanted it. And then she told us about the fight the next week that was happening because she'd agreed to go to, like, the school disco with another boy and another one wanted it. But it turns out we were like, hang on a second, why is that fight happening next week when this event happened 2 weeks ago? And she was like, oh, there's a fight every Wednesday. So at this high school, she was like, every Wednesday there's a fight. And we were like, are you the cause of most of these fights? And she was like, maybe. Which I was just like, love this energy from you. But, yeah, I was like shocked that there was like, she was like, every Wednesday there has to be a fight. Mm. But the thing that I'm getting about these stories is that it's not kid-on-kid violence. No. It's like kid-on-principle violence.
Yeah. My favourite – so the reason that this – I wanted to bring this story in is because the person who was the de-escalator in our school was our PE teacher. And he was this big guy. Like he used to run Gauntlet, where kids had run down between two cones with lines of other kids pegging, just like real hard throwing tennis balls. Good
– Built character.
Yeah, Queensland fun. He is this like big, like built dude who was also like a IT like a guy, like that kind of stuff. And he was usually the one that they would send in to like break up the big fight. So if anything did happen, here comes, you know, Mr. Whoever, the PE teacher. I don't want to say his name. Because I'm scared of him.
20 years later.
Yeah, the most upsetting thing that I think that was about that PE teacher was he was the one who taught me how to do a forward roll. So he told me how to like tuck and like get small. And then when he would pop out, it would just be like this big. It was like watching like 90s cartoons, like Charizard
pop
out
life.
Of a Pokeball. Just like, like he would have this like attack sound. It was incredible. And I think that the solution to this problem is more PE teachers in schools.
I'm old enough to have been hit by my teachers.
Wow.
Yeah, we were the last cohort through where corporal punishment was a completely fine way to deal with misbehaviour. So we would never fuck with our teachers. Right. I would never threaten my teacher with a spear. I'm not saying we should be allowed to hit kids again.
Sounds like that's what you're saying, Osha.
But, you know, it's the reason, you know, I think the Americans would call it force projection when you park an aircraft carrier in the Gulf. It's like, hey, we're just sitting here. But nobody started anything, all right?
That's a very teen kid thing to be like, I'm just waving my arms. Yeah. I'm just throwing hands forward. Over here. Yeah, exactly.
You're getting in the way.
Yeah. Excuse me, sir. Principal Tenner. I just wanted to let you know that that Marty says you got to meet him on the oval across the road after school.
I have to meet Marty.
You have to meet Marty.
Look, he's a fucking chicken. I told him he's a fucking chicken.
You got to just.
Not a chicken.
Just Terrence. Marty. Just Terrence. Just chill for a second, okay?
I'm not handling a chicken. If a child needs support from their principal, I'm there.
Sir, you need. Oh my gosh, do I have to spell everything? He's so dumb.
It's Wednesday. He should know.
Yeah, it's Wednesday, sir. You know what happens on Wednesday?
Is this
on
the about
patch
the fights?
Of grass? Yeah, and it's you, Marty. Look, Marty's pissed off. Marty's pissed off that you let Board win the sports carnival, even though clearly that, you know, the Red House.
It was a cheat. It was a cheat, sir.
It was a cheat. And so Marty.
Total cheat.
It was a total cheat. So now we're here on behalf of Marty, and you have to meet him on the Oval after the last bell. I can't spell it out any further for you, sir.
Yeah.
No, I fully understand. Let me just reach into my backpack. I'm going to pull out my boxing gloves. Now, Marty...
Whoa, sir. You think you can... Do you not know the rules?
Of the Wednesday fights?
Yeah.
We're on school grounds.
You can't do that right now.
Oh, so sorry.
You literally said we can't have fights on school grounds.
You can't have fights on school grounds.
So why are you can't have boxing gloves? I'm going to tell...
They're recreational boxing gloves. I use them to increase my dexterity when drinking hot beverages. Uh-huh.
This is a recreational spear. All right?
Oh, thank you so much for bringing it. It looks like a historical piece.
Yeah. I'm here to fuck shit up. Because it's Wednesday.
Terrence, you have to wait till we're out of the school grounds. Right, just wait, okay? And Marty said he's going first. Marty's week is to fight Sir this week. You can pick next Wednesday, okay? Like, I need you to just respect the rules.
Mate, that fucking PE teacher, the way he rolls, pops up.
Yeah, okay, well, you
he thinks he's so fucking great.
I know, you've got to wait.
He's not.
Okay.
Oh, he can use computers.
Okay, wait until I've finished organising this fight.
All right.
With Marty
Terry
and
here.
Sir.
I've actually got a feedback form for you if you'd like. If you'd just like to maybe even write on when you'd like that fight to occur, I can pass that on.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Mr. Davidson.
Wait, you want to fight Mr. Davidson or you want to fight Sir?
You said the PE teacher, is that right?
Yeah, Mr. Davidson.
Okay, I can organise that with the PE teacher.
All right, well then, that's...
Have you got your clicky pen, the one that smells nice?
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you so much.
All right, so after the final bell,
yes.
Wednesday afternoon, I am to meet Marty across the road. To be clear, that is outside of school grounds.
It's outside
of
school grounds.
I can bring this.
It's so... Oh, my gosh. You can't bring out a... Is that a...
It's a baton.
I was going to... So, is that a saber behind you as well?
Oh, you're admiring this? The school ceremonial saber? I did have it sharpened, yes.
On school grounds?
Yeah, so you can't have that. Why are you bringing out a baton on school grounds? You can't do that.
It's simply decorative. I use it to pick up trash when I'm on my school lunch rounds. I have also sharpened the tip of this. I just want to make it clear. I'm the principal. I know the rules. And I'm also aware of the rules of fly-by-night outside of school grounds, bare-knuckle brawls.
Okay, and you know you have to bring someone?
A second.
Have to bring a second. What kind of... I'm his second, he's my second.
All right, let me just quickly...
So I'm Marty's second.
The role here. Oh, no, Mrs. Martin subbed out. Okay. I will have...
He's going to pick.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't back himself. The wuss is going to pick Davidson. He's going to...
You can't pick Davidson.
What do you mean?
You can't pick Davidson. You can't pick Davidson because he's meant to be a neutral arbiter, but he's so not neutral.
No.
So you can't pick Davidson.
You're right. I did watch what he did on Sports Day. Look, if I can't have Mr. Davidson, may I have Ms. Krieber?
You want Ms. Krieber?
Ms. Krieber.
Did somebody call my name?
Hello, Ms. Krieber.
Oh.
Wow.
Mr. P, how are you?
I'm very well. I'm just talking about a second.
Hi, boys. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. You got here very quickly. Have you just got your snap or something?
Oh, that's a rude question to ask.
Lovely to see you, Ms. Krieber. How has the indoor rock climbing been going?
Oh, it has been going.
Whoa.
Wonderfully.
Now, that's a grip. I would actually love Ms. Krieber to be my second, boys. Is that all right?
Ms. Krieber, do you understand what's happening?
I do. I am going to punch the living shits out of you or whichever one of your stupid little friends.
Marty, Ms.
Marty.
Krieber.
Marty. Oh, yes. Gosh. I would love to absolutely rip the balls off that small idiot.
But, Miss, it's...
Now, don't talk back to Mrs. Krieber, okay?
What?
Please do not talk back to Miss Krieber.
But there's a... Look, there's the rules that he made that after 3:15, after the bell, we have to go across the street, dodge plovers, go through the dark grass, the deep grass, and that's when it gets on. And you can't step in as a second until he hits the ground and goes, I need my second. He's got a call for you.
Okay.
You can't just...
That's okay. Have you seen this guy?
Well, that's inappropriate. It's a pull day.
It's a what day?
It's a pull day.
What's a pull day?
It's compared to a push day. At the gym, I'm doing a lot of pulling recently.
You know what we do in rock climbing? We pull and push every single day. Every single day.
Wow. God, that's why I
respect
you, Ms.
Krieber. Can I take over as his first and he can be my second instead?
You'll have to defeat me in the art of combat.
All right. I'll meet you after school before the fight with Marty.
3:15, after the bell. No weapons. Until you're outside the school grounds.
Okay, Terrence, thank you. You're going to be the arbiter of this one, all right?
You're welcome. Right. I'll just get Mr. Davidson. He's got the whistle. We're going to need the...
Great idea.
Oh, yes.
I flash back so hard to my primary school again when one of our teachers is in Brisbane. I don't know, man. Like in Brisbane, the cops would sell old cop cars.
Right? Oh, yeah. Yes.
And they were painted in a particularly reflective kind of paint. So they'd pull all the police sides. But it was a Ford. It was reflective. You could see where the sun.
Yeah.
It was a little bit brighter in the relief of police. And this particular teacher drove one of these things. And then one of the music teachers would be getting a lift to work with him. It became pretty obvious. Like, I think now it's like, hang on. Like, only now, 40 years later, I'm like, they were rooting.
Here they come in that cop car. Oh.
Yeah. He had a moustache and everything.
Weird thing. Yeah, moustache. And he also had the lights on the whole time. It was like, woo, woo, woo.
And he had them on, didn't he? What?
Red, all red, only red.
I actually
called it the love van.
I had it because I went to school at a time when you could get the strap. You could absolutely. Mm. There was a teacher. I was telling this to Audrey the other day. She was a bit blown away. Like our bag racks were on this side,
mm-hmm.
and the lockers were on that side. It was a long corridor, right? And the way to get into the classroom is on the left. And so I went from the locker, locked my locker. Picked up my books, went to turn with my back to the period change to put my stuff in my bag, and this one particular teacher who was like, "Don't you fucking walk in front of me, Ginsburg." No, my favourite one was like, "It's Ginsburg, sir. Don't you fucking..." Every time. I was like, "If you fucking want to go, we'll step outside school grounds at 3:05. I'm a black belt champion and I will mess you up. Wow. Do you want to challenge me? Is that what you're saying? Because I will show you what respect looks like." This is in 1989.
Yeah. A teacher said this?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Wild.
He had hands like house bricks. Like he could have fucked me right up. But he, like, that's the way he rolled. He was like, "You walked in front of me, so therefore I'm going to threaten you, a child, with violence." But hey, we had a school song and...
Yeah, I think there's a reason that this reporting started in 2011. Yeah. Just long enough for those guys to be like, you know what? I do want to commit fully to my martial art.
Or maybe like some sort of statute of limitations passes.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thanks so much for having us.
It's really fun.
I appreciate it.
I'm very much looking forward to our Melbourne show. We're on late now.
Yeah.
So we were at 7:30.
Yeah.
I feel like the show suits more of a rowdy late night. Like you go and see your really well-crafted, perfectly put together stand-up hour at 7 or 8.
Yeah.
And then you're like, okay, I've had two beers. I'm ready to like pretend to be smart and listen to some news, but actually just watch two people pretend to fuck on stage.
There's a bar in our room.
Stop it.
Like there's inside. You don't even have to be in the room. There's a bar in the back
this
of the room.
Feels perfect for the vibe of the show. We're pretending to be high class. We're a proper venue, but also. Nah.
Dick jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So many.
It's going to get rowdy.
But classy ones.
Classy ones. And equal, we'll have just as many flap jokes as dick jokes, you know?
It's important.
It's equal opportunity comedy.
Exactly. Come to the Greek. It's going to be incredible.
It's going to be fun.
Thank you so much for coming, Claire.
Thanks, Sasha.
Thank you. I'm glad to be just another notch on your belt of podcasts.
Pod boy.
Pod boy. Pod boy. Pod boy.